This is Radio Influence, podcasting redefined.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Dark to Light podcast with
Hump Day Val and
it's me, Beans.
Beans. We're back.
Beans.
Yes, indeed. Beans is here.
Yes, I am. Yes, as you would say.
How's the car, by the way?
Oh, my goodness. It's brand new.
Good.
I got a new car.
Everybody deserves a brand new car from time to time. Yeah. I'm going to be... It's new lease year for me, and I think that this might be the last one I lease. I think that I'm going to go into this final lease with the intention of having it be a car that I will finance at the end of it.
Well, that's fine. That's fine.
I've leased enough.
I purchased a new vehicle Monday, barely. But I was done with it. So
good.
Yeah, it's nice. It's got that nice crisp smell, you know.
Well, you're on top of the world then.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to be on top of the world because the world is being reduced to an ash heap.
I mean, so I don't even know where to start today.
It's the little things.
We're starting early, which is a blessing because I have that event today with General Flynn. I'm so excited about it. I got to tell an interesting story, though, guys. Listen to this one. So we've had this event planned, and it was with General Flynn and Herschel Walker, and it's been planned for, 8 weeks or so, maybe? Mm-hmm. Maybe a little less. And all of a sudden, 2 weeks ago, there's this rumor floating around town that Herschel Walker isn't coming. And I'm like... What? This is just ridiculous. These people have nothing better to do, Frank, than start these ridiculous rumors. And we're reassuring everyone, yes, he's coming. We had a commitment. We had confirmation. So we're like, where is this coming from? And it's this certain group of people, Frank.
Are they Republicans?
Of course they are.
They're not coming. It's like they're trying to This sounds like the makings of people trying to get people to not go to a birthday party.
Right. Right. So there are all these rumors. I know for those of you listening, if you think for a moment, I don't know who you are, you've got another thing coming. I know exactly who started these rumors and I know exactly how it happened. And I know exactly who's responsible for the next part that I'm going to tell you. But I'm going to keep all that information to myself. For now, we'll just put it that way.
Okay.
So time goes on. Last night, I had a speaking event at a more establishment Republican club. They were a much older crowd, very much ingrained in local politics, just the good old boy club, right? So I got up there and I did my thing and I got done. And there were mixes of all the different factions of people that are fighting against each other, of which, to be quite honest with everyone, I have stayed very neutral because I have zero intention on being a part of the problem and every intention on being a part of the solution. So I have just kind of watched, talked to everyone. I haven't called anyone out or anything like that. I've just been very kind to everybody. So all of the people that are in the faction of people that have been on the quote rumor side of things were there and we were all having a conversation. And one of the people said to one of my friends that was there, Herschel's not coming tomorrow.
Oh, no.
And my friend was like, what are you talking about? He's not coming. And we're like, okay, well, would you know, Frank? At 8:30 yesterday evening, I got a phone call. Guess who's not coming to my event tonight?
Who?
Herschel Walker. I mean, I've never experienced a coincidence like this in my entire life. That these people started a rumor 2 weeks ago that a certain person wouldn't be in attendance. And now all of a sudden, magically, for some reason, he's not coming. I wonder how that happened.
But didn't you just say he is coming?
He was confirmed to come until yesterday at 8:30.
But Michael Flynn will still be there.
Oh, there is nobody stopping General Flynn from coming to this event. Nobody.
Who the hell? Okay. But they are able to stop Herschel Walker.
Somehow. I think I'm nearly there on exactly how they pulled this one off. Because the thing is that people don't know who I know and who I talk to. So, wow. I didn't have the, you know, I don't have a relationship with Herschel Walker like I do with General Flynn by any stretch of the imagination. So, there's no way anybody would have gotten in to convince General Flynn that he shouldn't come to speak at this event with me. No way. But these are Republicans. Now, Grant, mind you, everybody here is invited to this event. I personally invited all the people that started the rumor and said, please, I would love it if you would be there tonight or tomorrow or the next, whatever. You know what I mean? I said it would be such a great thing if we could all come together for this and have it be a great event that shows how strong we are here in Horry County. Oh, I have this, I have that. Okay, fine. I invited you. I really wish you could make it. But they would rather, and the money that we're going to raise tonight is going to some awesome charities. So they would rather crap all over the charities by trying to stop people from coming. By the way, everyone's still coming. So mission completely, completely failed.
Except Herschel Walker.
He's the only one who's not
coming. Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe he just had something more important come up. Who knows? But.
Well, I'm glad to see that you're handling all of this babiness with great aplomb.
You know, at the end of the day, Frank, it's not going to matter very soon, really, is it?
No. No, you just got to keep moving forward and
yeah.
Doing your thing. And with all, like I said before, with all the craziness that's going on and how widespread it is, you'd think that people would be able to
set
some things aside, get things together. But no, it's all comes down to human ego. So
you know what I found? What? I found that the people who scream about unity the loudest are the people who don't want unity.
Oh yeah.
It's like there are people that just cannot put their egos and personal stuff aside for the greater good. I don't know. It is crazy. So we got the Derek Chauvin verdict yesterday, which was an absolute crock. Okay. We knew it was going to happen. It took them less than a day to decide that this man was guilty of all three crimes against him. And we had input from all over the country in the form of political leaders chiming in. The judge never sequestered the jury outside of when they were in the courtroom. So you think for a second that these people didn't have all the stuff in their heads being threatened by the leaders of BLM that they're going to burn the country down, seeing a witness get an effigy outside of a former home she used to own that she doesn't own anymore. Did you hear that one?
Yeah.
You think that the jury for 2 seconds was going to return anything but a guilty verdict in this case?
I knew that they were going to give him something, but as far as I said it last night in whatever thoughts I had put together on it, because I didn't follow the trial too much.
I did.
I saw a few of the bigger headlines. I knew about a few of the bigger pieces of information uncovered and confirmed at the trial, things that I knew was making the case easier and easier for the defense. And still, the bigger thing for me is, like you said, it was a giant intimidation operation. And you can't separate what we were just bearing witness to over the last few weeks alone from the White House, to members of Congress, to the media that has kept the pressure on the jurors and public perception since the beginning. And not only that, but then, of course, like you said, the mob in the street, which has been very clear that they want to burn the nation down. Ami Horowitz, I think that's his name. Yeah, he did another Man on the Street segment with a lot of the the rioters in waiting.
Do you have that? Do you have that handy?
Let me see.
Because I love to play that. I haven't seen it yet.
You'd have to give me a second.
Okay, hold on. I'll pause it here.
So I just sent it on over to you right there.
Yep.
And that's him. That's just 2 minutes. It's probably a larger video that's going to be coming on out. But that's what he put out on Twitter yesterday. And that was in the lead up to, this is before the verdict was passed down. And what you're going to, what you'll hear is just disturbing. It's sad to see people's minds that have been completely taken away. And this is where my biggest piece of commentary really is laid on the whole thing. I would not be able to get into the details. The fact is that there is supposed to be trial by jury so that there isn't trial by mob or trial of any kind, whether you're talking about mobs that are in the media or on the street. And it's all together. It's one is directed by the other. And that is what's dictating this. And this same force that is that compelled action in this case also compelled inaction in the elections case in the judicial system.
Right.
It's the same exact thing. You cannot separate it.
It is the same exact thing.
It's compelling action in one place. It's compelling inaction in the other place. And that is just what the big revelation yesterday was all about. You know, I don't care who cries on CNN and talks about justice being served. Yesterday was just affirmation that the mob has control.
What's crazy about justice being served and all that, we're going to talk about that as soon as this clip is done, because the sentiment from these people is so utterly contradictory. It's so weird, but we'll talk about that in a second. Here we go.
I'm Ami Horowitz. I'm back in Minneapolis, and the tensions are high. The city is about to explode. I'm here to find out what the hell is going on.
You can burn the whole city down. What does it matter?
So I say burn the city down, you know, so they can see that we're here. Continue the
Do you think the city's going to burn down?
Yes, absolutely.
No question about it.
No. And that'll be the least of our problems.
By burning all the city down, we'll teach them a lesson?
I think, honestly, I'm all for burning it down. There shouldn't even be a trial. He should be convicted just as is.
Even got off, would you support street justice on him?
Yes.
Y'all should have fed him to the wolves a long time ago.
How many unarmed black people were killed by cops last year? Your idea?
100 plus? In just Minnesota?
No, around the country.
Oh, thousands.
Unarmed black people.
Thousands.
It seems like you're trying to erase, like 18. Race of, you know, the African-American race.
Would you consider this a genocide? It's the eradication of an entire people.
That's a good question. And now that I've been confronted with it, I'm going to go ahead and say it.
I mean, genocide means like the targeting of one race for its destruction. Do you think that's what they're doing?
Genocide of anybody that's not white.
Would you call what's happening a genocide?
Yeah, I think that's one word for it.
Genocide?
Yes, most definitely.
A genocide?
Yeah.
From another civil war in this country in order for us to have some justice.
If that's what it takes, then we have to do it.
Do we need another civil war?
Yeah, that little one's
going
to be filing her nails on the side. We'll like...
And that's what it comes on down to. This is what they've beaten into people's heads, which is why I've said they say, well, what do you think is going on with the trial? And I say, it just doesn't even really matter. The trial doesn't even really matter. If they get what they want, it's not going to be enough.
No, I know. They're still burning things down, even though they got there.
And to look at people just so calmly say, oh, yeah, we need to burn the city down. And to say, but do you understand what you just said? We need to burn down your home. You need to burn down
your home.
Because what the hell is wrong with
you? As someone who has experienced their home burning down, nobody understands what that's like until they experience it. Nobody. So they're talking
They seem to think it's very cathartic.
Yeah.
They would love to see their home burn down. Because of and you know, Tracy, I said this yesterday too. I these thoughts just keep, especially when I saw stuff like that, the thoughts just keep coming to my head. I said, imagine waking up every day thinking that you're fighting a system of white supremacy. And in reality, you're just a puppet who was born and bred to be a foot soldier for rich white Luciferians. Because that's what it is. I mean, they think they're fighting it, but they're being directed by it. And they have since the onset, because they control all the schools, have been for a long time. They control the entire system, the welfare system. They design the whole thing to create this kind of disaffected, hateful, resentful culture. And I asked, better yet, why doesn't anybody ever ask the question, if the system is rigged against me, why are the people who solely control every aspect of the system and the culture telling me every day the system is rigged against me?
Why aren't they fixing the system?
No. Yeah. There is, if they wanted to fix it, I mean, the people who made the system this bad, why are they exposing themselves? Because A, they're insulated. They have insulated themselves from any kind of responsibility. And B, they want to loose the hounds of hell that they've created. I mean, they're fighting, and then I guess the biggest irony is that they're out there slitting their own wrists.
Those people, all those people that said that they want civil war just now that we didn't finish listening to yet, all of those people would be in jail if they were Republicans.
You think about what has been said over the last 5 days alone. Especially from people like Maxine Waters, who was part of a second impeachment attempt, based on this idea of incitement of violence, based on a speech that Donald Trump gave, which was one of his most mediocre he ever gave in his life.
Yep.
The day was a flat tire when it comes to even rallies go. And well, not so much attendance, but as far as the substance that people were given. And to think what she's been able to say, once again, these people, because they're insulated, because they own every aspect of the system and also the operation that reports on it, because they're that insulated, I mean, this is everything that Jake Tapper wishes would have come out of Donald Trump's mouth. Then they would actually be able to do something with that, but they have to lie. And meanwhile, the last week is what we get on the regular, and it's just fine. And they gaslight you into oblivion.
I wonder if confronted with this from an objective standpoint, if any thinking person could be like, no, what Donald Trump did is worse.
No. Nobody that's objective, honest, and sane would think that what Donald Trump did was worse. Nobody.
I have an article here that I wanted to go over, and it's... Hold on. George Floyd's girlfriend thanks him for dying, says he gave his life so this could happen.
Oh, there you go. So what could happen?
Well, this is the thing. Here, let's listen.
I loved him with all my heart, and I'd do anything to have him standing next to me again. Yes, but I know he gave his life so this could happen. And I know that he gave his life so that other people's cases can get reopened. We can re-examine the cases that are closed.
Bullshit. You are a delusional woman.
This is...
He was a meth-addled man, did not know what the hell he was doing. He gave his life for what...
He gave his life so that one man could be convicted of kneeling on his back for too long. Does that make any sense? Like, what else is happening because of this other than you people destroying your own homes?
Nothing's happening. Nothing's happening.
In what world would you be proud of the fact that you have now been synonymously tied with violence and racism against... the racism against white people in this country is off the chain. Completely off the chain. There are white teenage boys right now killing themselves at an alarming number because they're being made to believe that they are evil because they are white men. This is happening across the country right now. God.
Yep.
So that's just a hypocritical, ridiculously illogical statement she just made. And already there were reports that Chauvin was attacked in prison already.
Yeah. Well, this is the world. This is equality.
It's crazy. What we're dealing with is absolutely crazy. I let me see if I can find this. Hold on. I'm going to pause it for a second. So this is Brandon Tatum. And this was 6 days ago, but I'm just going to play the first few minutes of this. I hope it's where I think it is. You'll just hear her.
What's going on in our country? I'm going to try to be as nice as I can, but some of y'all can get your feelings hurt on this video. I am incredibly sick of the behaviors of the black people in this country that I see. This military army officer, or whatever the case may be, confronted a young man that's in his community. The young man don't live there. He supposedly got into a confrontation with another lady, which the young man admitted that he was in a confrontation. The guy told him to get out of my community. You don't live here. Never seen you before. You're starting trouble over here. Get out of here. And now let me tell you what the Fabergé eggs of society, Jericho Green's quote, had to do. Black people got together to protest in front of this white man's house. I have never in my mother freaking life seen black people protest in front of a drug dealer house in their own community. I've never seen when these little kids get shot up in the community because Negroes doing drive-bys every weekend. I never see them in front of their house protesting, screaming, wanting justice. Black folks are the sorriest people in America. There's only a handful of us that can psychologically survive and that's woke enough to see what's going on. Why are black people so dumb? I'm embarrassed. When I walk out of my house every day, I hope to God that people don't think I'm dumb like the rest of these black people. Why are you protesting for thugs? Every time I turn around, I see mama on TV, daddy ain't there, or I see mama and daddy on TV talking about a kid that they raised that's a menace to society. You should go to prison. You shouldn't be on a press conference if you are Dante Wright's mom. You are a piece of crap. You raised a 20-year-old that's robbing people at gunpoint, going around with warrants, can't even have his registration done on his vehicle, and you on a press conference crying. You the problem? Your kid 20 and he robbing people at gunpoint, flashing guns and money and smoking weed and stuff on Facebook. You are a bad parent.
It's riveting. The entire stream is riveting.
I'll tell you something else, and I said this also recently. And Tatum is wonderful. I check in on his streams sometimes, and he's getting more and more popular, which is awesome. Because we need Black Americans with sense to take the lead at this point. That doesn't mean that white people should not speak truth to power or be silent when it's time to just say what needs to be said. But let's be honest, as you said before, our credibility has been artificially diminished. We have been made, in many cases, second-class citizens. And it's one of those situations where, sadly enough, we need sane, patriotic, and that's the most of them, Black, Hispanic, ethnic minority Americans need to be able to throw this back and say absolutely not and stop. It has to. It really has. And even then, it's not going to be enough because then they'll just be called race traitors and things like that.
Or Uncle Toms. Or
yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not going to be enough. But we at least need to reestablish the lines here. And this is another big reason why the 2020 election was so enormous and why it needed to be suppressed and destroyed, because they were going to get these division narratives destroyed. The media, the left, was going to have these division narratives destroyed in broad daylight. They were going to see how the demographics, the racial demographics, the cultural, all those division, but those shallow, I don't know, divisional topics we're always obsessing over with race and sex and all this shit, that was all going to be gone. It was going to be very hard to spin that we were mired in some kind of a ongoing race war that wasn't solely living inside the heads of leftists,
you know,
because of the people that were coming out, not just for Donald Trump, but coming out against what was going on the left in the Democrat Party. They were going to lose all of those narratives. And now they're just shoving this down people's throats going at a million miles an hour.
I kept forgetting what I was going to say. I'm going to pause it for a second because I need to. I can't remember, Frank. There's so much. There's so much right now. And, you know, it's at the point where we have now. Did you read that article from that parent that is, I guess, paying a very high tuition for a private school in New York? And he speaks out against what his school is doing to his kids?
No. No, but I've seen several open letters from teachers themselves around here that are rejecting what's being done and how it's damn. It's not so much about even what's being done to white people, but teaching this kind of irate, irrational hatred to black children destroys their lives too. They're never going to succeed.
Yeah, they're
You cannot be a successful person and think the way that those people Ami Horowitz were interviewing think. You can't be a successful person in the world unless you're going into – you want to become a warlord somewhere.
Like you walk out of your house every morning and you just assume that the entire world is after you and that you have no chance to succeed because the color of your skin – here, I'm going to play this Morgan Freeman clip. It's Morgan Freeman in an interview talking about, they ask him about Black History Month. Here it is.
Black History Month you find
ridiculous.
Why?
You're going to relegate my history to a month?
Oh, come on.
What do you do with yours? Which month is White History Month?
Well,
come on. Tell me.
I'm Jewish.
Okay. Which month is Jewish History Month?
There isn't one.
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
Do you want one?
No.
I don't either. I don't want a Black History Month. Black history is American history.
How are we going to get rid of racism?
Stop talking about it. I'm going to stop calling you a white man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to stop calling me a black man. I know you as Mike Wallace. You know me as Morgan Freeman.
It goes on from there, but
Well, he's changed a little bit. He's changed quite a bit, and of course now he's hawking vaccines and things like that too. And that right there is the mentality that we need.
Yes,
and that is the cure.
After he did that Spygate documentary thing, I was like, okay, Morgan's gone.
Yeah, and once again. Why is this all happening? If somebody brought up, because you know, April 19th is the anniversary of Waco, and somebody called into my show last night, not only bring up Waco, but to also to keep Ruby Ridge in the minds of people and keep all of that in mind. And I was grateful that they did so because it also brought up another thing in my mind, and that is. We have seen in every way, shape, and form what government is willing to do to people, that they're willing to gas and burn children alive, shoot them dead. We're seeing what they're willing to do to make a point. And for the last year to go on, for what has been happening in the streets of American cities for the last year, and what is being allowed to be said in the White House now, what's being allowed to be said in Congress, what's allowed to be done and not done in many respects, should tell you a little bit of something. Because to make a point, the powers that be do not mind gassing and burning children alive. And what we're living through right now, for anybody to say, the system is against us, we got to do something about it. The system is allowing you to do this.
Yeah.
You should be asking why.
Yeah. Why are you allowed to go down, burn down your cities, loot stores, attack and maim other people, commit any manner of atrocity while the politicians cheer you on?
Yep. You should be asking why. Because at any saner time in American history, this would have been snuffed out at first instance. Snuffed out.
Yeah. Why are you guys allowed to destroy the country? Why? And when we have somebody who basically walked through an open door into the House of Representatives, they're thrown in jail for months in solitary confinement and they lose their kids. Something's wrong.
Yep.
Something just came across in the Dark to Light Telegram room. Oh, never mind. It's a Babylon Bee article that I really took seriously for a second.
Oh, Babylon Bee's been fantastic. It's been fantastic. In a world that is very hard to make parody out of everything, they have found a way. They have found a way to really just carve themselves out a little space of funny.
Last week, they had one that said more Republicans not getting the vaccine because they know that Democrats will stay away from them.
That's amazing. It's true.
It is true. That's why it's
funny. It's true.
Sometimes I believe them. This one was BLM founder reminds everyone justice won't fully be served until she can buy a fifth house.
Justice will not be served
until she can buy a fifth house. There was a story that came across that really just like disturbed me greatly. And the guy, I happened to jump back onto Twitter for a second to read about this. The guy who did this was treated to an absolutely overwhelmingly negative response, which really gave me a little bit of courage in humanity, or faith in humanity, I should say. But it was a story about a hack that was done on the Give, Send, Go website. And they got, this hacking group got the names of all the anonymous donors that had donated to fundraisers. And they got the names of the people that had donated to Kyle Rittenhouse. And journalists got their hands on it. And they literally found this guy who was a paramedic in a small town, got his name, called his job, $10, Frank, $10 donation to Kyle Rittenhouse's defense. They went to his door with a microphone.
Wow. What bravery.
He said.
What bravery.
Yeah. If we didn't have these reporters to do this, I don't know where we'd be. I really don't.
What bravery.
It's really something. It really is. And, there's other crazy things going on around the country too, that we're not even touching on today. But I don't even know, like, just reading through all these cases of these people in the Capitol incident and reading through, like, how most of the people are sitting where they're sitting right now because their neighbors and friends turned them into police.
Yeah. Yes. That's the big story. They have turned us into tattles and spies, especially when you talk about the vaccine stuff. I had a friend of mine, good friend of mine, over the weekend, get in touch with me and said, "Hey, Frank, listen, let me ask you something. What's your stock response when someone asks you if you've gotten the vaccine or if you've gotten it yet?" And I say, to be honest, I just say no. I say no, and I try to act as disinterested as possible because they're not really curious. They want to feel good about their decision. They want to feel good about their own decisions, and it's really at this point like talking to Jehovah's Witness. And you have two options at that point. You either listen to the sermon or you close the door. And whereas everybody in any respect is being turned into their neighbor's keepers – and their tattles and their spies in this Salem witch hunt, where the witch hunt is actually witchcraft has been turned into racism. It's been turned into vaccine hesitancy and not wearing masks and it's so many things at once. And that's just on the civilian level. Two nights ago on Monday night's show, I went through a few messages that I got from some Green Beret members of my audience. I've been watching for years now, and they're coming after the Green Berets hard. You might have seen it. NBC News did a piece. If you want to talk about brave reporting, they had some of their people infiltrate Facebook, secret Facebook groups that special forces members are in there, and they've been sharing memes, and some things sniff and smack of QAnon.
Uh-oh.
Tracy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So they're going after special forces, the Green Berets. We know that there's also a great number of servicemen and women in the military who are refusing the vaccines. So there are all these ideological purity tests that are going on within official circles and also within civilian circles that it's going to get worse, but the ground is being laid for sure. We've been turned into a nation of snitches and bitches.
Yeah, Minneapolis City Council candidate is publicly encouraging Black Lives Matter rioters who feel like burning shit down to target wealthy communities instead of poor ones.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Just a personal thought. What?
Yeah. No. And what does that mean? That means just communities that have people that are living in it that probably vote for their wonderful woke policies, but don't give a shit. And it won't matter. It won't matter. I guess in a way that they deserve the rude wake up call too. If we're all going to be smacked in the face with this, then I just hope that there's some kind of revelation for idiots who think that they can put a Black Lives Matter flag outside of their door and think something. that's lamb's blood or something like that. You have no clue what you're dealing with.
They don't care. They don't care about anything. She says, just a personal thought, just in case y'all felt like burning shit down. The poor community is not your oppressors. FYI, take care of Lake of the Isles has more than needed and won't be missed.
Right, right. Because the fact that people simply have more than you because they have, you know, they adopt so much from rich people culture. They demand their health care. They demand but the one thing they don't demand is their work ethic. And the fact that they just want to go after and burn a wealthy neighborhood as if that's the oppressor is so ridiculous. Because once again, they're being steered by the rich, wealthy people who are really making the world as shitty as it is. People that you'll never be able to get to. You'll never be able to get to. But all of their you're dealing with a mind virus. It's the most prevalent virus in the country.
It's Brandon Tatum's video. He goes on to basically say, like, I live in a white neighborhood right now. And he said, I worked my butt off to get here, right? I live here. I don't ever have to worry about people getting shot outside, stabbed, robbed. I don't have to worry about any of that. Everybody says hello to one another. They take care of each other. There's neighborhood watch. They watch out for one another. They keep their lawns clean. They keep their... He's like... Why there's not any urban neighborhood you can go into where this is the case. And look, you know what's sad about it to me is that I can't say anything like that.
That's what I said before. The Brandon Tatums of the world, they're the ones that have to make a push. Because you and I, we anything that we say that is even well-reasoned, backed up by statistics and history, to be able to draw lines of distinction between government intervention and the worsening of the conditions that people are living in, anything that we do to very responsibly hamper that argument and try to bring something new to the table, it is negated by our skin color.
Which is so gross.
That's where we are.
Retroactive.
It's negated by our skin color.
So retro. So retroactive. It's really something. I can't. Sometimes I scroll through the headlines, Frank. Like, let's, just for argument's sake, I haven't looked at it today. Well, first of all, before we do that, this is something that really struck me. Dallas, Texas. I got sent this morning. You're going to kill me. Dallas police body cam footage reveals the final moments of Tony Timpa's life.
Oh, I know about Tony Timpa.
This was July 30th of 2019. Tell the story, Frank. This is something that nobody's talking about for some reason.
Well, if you just wanted to have a comparison of where we're at between what's taking place in the world, in the country, and you know we've been hearing all these ridiculous arguments one way or another. This is very similar between Tony Timpa and George Floyd. Very similar stuff. In fact, Tony Timpa, he was high on cocaine, whereas George Floyd was high on meth.
Oh, was he high?
Yeah.
It doesn't say that in this article.
he was apparently he was high on cocaine and George Floyd high on meth and fentanyl. George Floyd has obviously a long history. He's a career criminal. The other one, Timpa, has a history of mental illness. So much has gotten taken up in this respect, but there is nothing to really show a difference aside from the fact that one cop got off and the other one didn't, because there was a concerted demand for, you know, for what we're being told is justice.
What happened to Tony Timpa was basically he was off his medicine. He told the cops he had schizophrenia. He said he was worried because he was off his medicine and he wasn't feeling right. And the cops got there and pinned him down, George Floyd, like the same exact way. He was saying he couldn't breathe, that they were going to kill him. He was screaming out for help. They laughed and mocked him. They laughed at him and mocked him.
They sat on his neck, I think, for 14 minutes.
Yeah, 14 minutes, and zip tied his legs together. By the time he was loaded onto a gurney and put into an ambulance, he was dead. The cops on video are saying that, you know, he fell asleep. They say they hear him snoring. They say when he wakes up, we'll give him some waffles. Meanwhile, the guy's laying there dead. The difference between him and George Floyd is simply that he has white skin.
Yeah, but if you're going to bring that up to any of the mind controlled MK Ultra zombies on the streets of Minneapolis who are talking to Ami Horowitz, they would say that is just a drop in the bucket compared to what's done to us.
Which is completely untrue, as you know.
Which is statistically false. For people, this is a podcast, audio podcast. When Ami Horowitz asked how many unarmed black men do you think are killed every year by police? And they said, oh, probably hundreds here in Minnesota alone, but probably thousands nationwide. 18 unarmed black people were killed in 2020. By police. And that was in a year of immense violence. Okay. 18 in a country of 330 million. Is it something that is good to think about? Any unarmed person being, ending up dead? No. But then again, there have been other situations of unarmed people who have attacked police officers that at that point are, you know, 100% got the green light to use lethal force to defend their lives. I mean, Michael Brown was an unarmed black man.
Yeah, but technically.
But, you know, you're charging. He's reaching for guns. There's intent there. So even then, you have to go into the minutiae and the details of every last situation. But they're not being fed that. They're not being fed details. They're not being encouraged to read. They're being encouraged to listen to Chris Cuomo talking about one thing or another.
Go to Drudge today. Max security, suicide watch, celebrations in the streets. Biden, we can't stop here.
And see, this is suicide watch. I mean, wouldn't you want to kill yourself at this point?
I mean, how do you ever, even if, let's just say his... let's just say that his appeal goes well. If I were him, I'd be getting that. Oh, this is something that happened last night. I watch a whole bunch of different content creators on YouTube who do all different kinds of things and whatever. And there's this one chick and she's so funny. She always makes me laugh. She does all these skits and stuff. Like they're not like she creates her own character. So they're not like parody of real life or anything or real life events. They're just like her own creations. I guess she's from England. I'm not sure. But long story short, she kind of keeps to herself, does her own thing. She's not a big news buff. And yesterday she happened to release a video that was, let me see if I can find it. I forget the title. It was something like, here. She took all this. She had to put out an apology. And I'm like, stop apologizing. You'll never stop apologizing if you keep doing this. It was tingle or you're guilty. It was a cop that was in this role play thing she was doing. And people started getting on her case because of the Chauvin verdict. And they were like, well, you don't know what's happening here in the United States today. How could you put out a video like this? And I'm like, oh, get over yourselves. Get over yourselves.
Do you understand the quality? You understand how bad the quality of police officer is going to dip?
Oh, God, yeah. Nobody's going to want to do this.
You know, I mean, you have no clue how bad the quality. You're going to have a bunch of anybody who does act will show up and allow the murder to take place and then try to negotiate with the murderer to get into the police car so that we can go to Starbucks and talk it out. We're getting close. I don't know how it's going to be introduced, but we're heading toward a world where it's not only robot police, but AI judges.
Oh,
it's going to happen.
No, there was another one too, by the way. This 15-year-old, this is what I was trying to say earlier, Makia Bryant, they just released the body cam footage of this. She was in a driveway, literally lunging at people with a knife. It's on the body cam. This does not look like a 15-year-old, first of all. But outside of that, they shot her and she died. And of course, everybody's up in arms. Oh, my God, hey, shooting a 15-year-old. Meanwhile, she's...
Just let her slash people.
I mean, seriously.
Let her get it out. This is where we're at.
So Chauvin's on suicide watch and being protected because people are coming at him from inside the jail. I mean, I don't know how this man's going to survive in there, honestly. I really have no idea.
And he's got 8 weeks until he's even sentenced.
Yeah. The DOJ probes the police. Garland is announcing a Minneapolis police probe. Yeah, because that's what they need now. Merrick Garland.
Celebrations.
Yeah.
Celebrations brace for post-trial unrest. They get celebrations instead. Look at all these slave-ass white people with their fists in the air. Where there's people, there's power. You have no clue what you've created. You have no clue what you've created, you red-diaper, doper baby assholes.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So.
With their masks on.
Yeah. You know what was great last night? I went to a restaurant to do this talk, and I got to the door, and on the door it said, "The mask mandate has been lifted here. Please do not be offended if other people choose not to wear masks."
Should be reversed.
I know.
Should be reversed. Please do not be offended if people come in here wearing a costume.
Yeah. Nobody was. Nobody. So. That's it for today, Frank. What do you say?
Yeah, I got enough out of me.
Yeah. You guys have been listening to the Dark to Light podcast with...
Hump Day Val and...
Beans! You can find us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 Eastern Time on TuneIn, Stitcher, Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and RadioInfluence.com until the Friday show.
Later.
I'm Jerry P. Tuck, CEO of Radio Influence. I just wanted to take a quick moment to say thank you for downloading and subscribing to this podcast. There are a lot of people behind the scenes here at Radio Influence that work hard to keep you entertained day in and day out. If you'd like to get involved and advertise on this program, or you have some show ideas that you'd like to see us add to the Radio Influence family, please email us at contact@radioinfluence.com. We all have crazy schedules, so the fact that you took time out of your busy day to let us entertain you for a while means a lot. Without you, the listeners, we wouldn't exist, so thank you again for downloading and subscribing to this show. Don't forget to check out RadioInfluence.com to see what other shows we also have to offer. All of Radio Influence's programming can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and of course, RadioInfluence.com.